I'm only happy when it rains. I'm only happy when it's complicated. And though I know
welcome back. Thanks to everybody listening with me and participating with me this afternoon on this edition of the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. You got Dom Salvia coming up next. I might be hanging around for a little overtime with Dom Salvia. If you would like to get your 2 cents, nickel, dime, or quarter in on this program, 855-756-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Dick from Madison, thanks for your patience, sir. What say you?
Well, when you were talking about these different judges and everything holding the line so far, the only thing that scares me, Maggie, is this. All these hacks that are replacing people. And, like, for instance, this isn't in a judge area, but it's going to be very, very important going forward. This new person that they're going to assign to the FCC is scarier than hell. You know,
yeah.
I'd be watching your backside as far as being on the air. They are not, and then you talked earlier about the Russian situation in Ukraine and where we're at. Where are we at? We've got three different presidents, Hegstedt, the vice president, and Trump. Last week, the vice president said that we'd be willing to send troops if the Russians don't, you know, allow this to go on peacefully.
Yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, it's just the opposite. I mean, if I'm a foreign country, I'm sitting here scratching my head going, who the hell are we dealing with?
There was, Dick, couldn't agree with you more. There was a not widely reported event that occurred this weekend following J.D. Vance's comments at this Munich security conference. That is that the French president reportedly started calling the leaders of many Western European democracies and saying, we need to get together and talk about the Trump problem. And when I saw the headline, the thing that occurred to me was this. When the Western Alliance gathers in a meeting to discuss the resurgence of neo-Nazis, fascism, and dictators, and you're not invited to the meeting, you might be the Nazi, fascist, authoritarian dictator. Part of what has always been a cornerstone of U.S. power and dominance, despite our many historical failings, has been that in moments of tipping point type moments in world history, we have stood up and said at great sacrifice, our own young men and women, trillions of dollars, that we will try to stand for human dignity, equal treatment under the law, free and open democracies, transparent and accountable governments, that no man is above the rule of law. What is it that we're standing up for now? It's not free speech. I mean, that's why J.D. Vance's entire presentation in Munich was such garbage. Of course it's not free speech. Because Elon Musk, Zuckerberg, all these, the social media swamp is suppressing all kinds of speech. They're punishing journalists. They want to jail journalists. Trump's media is the public enemy number one. That's not free speech. So what are the values that we stand for? And are we drawing alliances and supporting governments that align with us in those values? Or is there some sort of transactional next level chess game going on? And to whose benefit? I mean, so Musk is running Doge, accessing all kinds of... Who's auditing the auditors? I mean, I'd like to know, wait a minute, where is Doge on Donald Trump riding around the Daytona 500 in the Beast or golfing nearly one third of the days he's supposedly on the job as he chastises public employees for working from home? You're working from the golf course. Wait, well, like, That made sense. I mean, how many tens of millions of dollars did it cost for Donald Trump to go to the Super Bowl? What's that about? So it's, please, we got to look down a few notches. What they say it's about, let's just assume that's not really what it's about, and then try to assess what's going on here. And I've had this little idea floating around for a long time, and I'm not going to get into it in great detail. But one of the things that I think we're all captured by in this moment, and here's my call to you, my call to action, we're all captured by our own perspective, our own vantage point of the world. And we know that this is a thing. How do we know that this is a thing, that we have a hard time seeing beyond our own blinders? That we have a hard time seeing the big picture, that we have a hard time accepting information that clashes with our own pre-existing beliefs. We know this if we look at the history of map making. Every curious person at one point in time has looked at a map and said, I wonder why Europe's smack dab in the middle. Why is north up and south down and east to the right and west to the left? Who decided this? When and why? And we know from the history of map making that this isn't the way that we always drew our maps. So I think we all need to call on ourselves to continuously challenge the information that we're receiving, to seek out better information, and to challenge our own preconceived notions. So pick the opposite of something that you believe this week and take a little research moment on it. See what it may reveal to you. That's going to do it for me. Dom Salvia is up next. Thanks for being with me on this Tuesday edition of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Go vote! Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.